Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P21-016 regarding Mr. Michael Nakla. The time is now 10:03 a.m. on September 20th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose. I'll go ahead and get started with board staff. Again, I'm Daniel Carthel. I'm the assigned investigator.
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Thank you.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Thank you.
Brian Eddie, board staff.
Thanks.
Scott Donald, assistant attorney general, acting as board counsel.
Thank you. And then our EAC members, please.
David Com, Augsburger Com Engineering. I'm a mechanical engineer.
Thank you. Whoever else wants to jump in for EAC members?
Charles Spearborn, I'm a fire protection engineer.
Thank you, sir.
AJ Campanell, fire protection engineer as well.
Thank you, sir. If you wouldn't mind turning up your volume a little bit, you're a little bit low, sir. Still a little muffled, sorry. And Mr. Lewis? Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Mr. Lewis? I think you have yourself muted. We can see you, but we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can. Thank you, sir.
Vernon Lewis, public member.
Appreciate it. Mr. Long? I can't hear you, sir. I think we have you muted. Still can't hear you. Sorry. Should be at the bottom left corner of your screen, the little microphone icon.
What happened with me is it actually switched the default microphone setting, so perhaps you have to go in and change the setting to whichever is the correct microphone.
Oh, I actually have no idea how to do that. Okay.
You go to the three dots right next to the hangout button. Then there should be something, you'll see a settings at the bottom. Click that, and then you should be right into the audio settings.
Okay. Is that something that needs to happen from this end, or?
It would be on Michael's end.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Gotcha. Thank you, sir.
Loud and clear.
All right.
Thanks for the directions. It helped.
No problem.
And I believe that's all the EAC members. Did I miss anybody, EAC member-wise? Okay. And then we have a ledger with us.
Steve Sheldon.
Thank you, sir. And a respondent. Mr. Nakla, are you still there, sir?
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind stating your name and purpose for the meeting for the recording, appreciate it.
My name is Michael Nakla. I'm a fire protection professional engineer.
Thank you, sir. And then Mr. Windland?
Yeah. John Windland, W&D Law for Mr. Nakla.
Thank you, sir. All right. Just a few reminders before we continue forward. This meeting is audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. It becomes important when I go back to review audio recordings so I can know who said what. To avoid disruptions, if you could all turn your cell phones either off or on silent mode, it'd be appreciated. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I would like to remind any attorneys present that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview, so the committee members reviewing the cases are able to ask your client questions to help determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and a ledger answer questions being asked by the committee members during the interview process, because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will have an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after interviews have been completed, but this is not the proper time for legal arguments. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on October 19th of 2020 related to fire protection engineering services in Phoenix, Arizona on or about June 17th of 2020. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon material that was provided. At this time, I need to ask all committee members if they have done so and feel comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or a ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and then if you could signify yes or no as to whether you're good to move forward without any conflicts. Mr. Com?
Good to move forward.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Fairborn?
I'm good.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Campanella?
Yes, good to move forward.
Thank you. Mr. Lewis?
Yes, good to move forward.
Thank you. And Mr. Long?
Yes, good to move forward.
Thank you, sir. And just for record's sake, we do have signed conflict of interest affidavits from all of the EAC committee members on file. Lost my place on my thing. Okay, fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger, then respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their positions for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after the interviews have been concluded. Any parties here in person not being interviewed will wait in the lobby. You'll be called in when it's your time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is their time for the interview. At this time, I would like to call for a motion from an EAC member to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, if you could please note your name prior to the motion. So I have a motion from an EAC member.
This is David Com. I move we go to executive session.
Thank you. Can I get a second from someone?
This is Vernon Lewis. I second the motion.
Thank you. I'll need to do a roll call vote. If you could say yes or no to the same motion. Mr. Com?
Yes.
Mr. Fairborn?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Campanella?
Yes.
Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
And Mr. Long?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. We'll go ahead and move into executive session. So when we start executive session, we're going to begin with an interview with the ledger, who's here in person. Mr. Nakla and Mr. Windland, if you guys could disconnect, and then I'll give you a call back when it's your turn for the interview. Before you do that, though, I want to double check, make sure I have good phone numbers for you. So, Mr. Nakla, I've got 480-352-8555. Is that a good phone number for you?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Winland, I've got 602-971-0159. Is that a good number?
I would prefer you call this number instead. This is my cell phone, and I'm holding it right in my hand. So okay. Let me know when you're ready.
We're good to go when you are, sir.
702-443-0122.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll give you guys a call back when it's Mr. Nakla's turn for an interview.
Appreciate it. And hypothetically, if there's a glitch or a problem getting through to me, I can give you a second number to call.
Okay.
If you got a pen ready.
Sure.
702-314-1905, and then just ask them to transfer to me. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All
thank
right.
you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk
Take
to you guys
care.
In a bit.
Bye-bye. You bet.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
I'm going to end the recording for open session at 10:14.